We go back here to the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coaches Corner now, as we had Cougar Corner at regular time, and having to fit all of these coaches in, Joey Reed agreed to join us here after Cougar Corner as we kind of take a look at single-A basketball in this 11 o'clock hour here on WGNS. So glad you're a part of our program today. A special region coaches show week, girls and boys, kind of had a lot of folks in this morning, and Joey joining us here last. He's the head coach of the Eagles tonight. They are taking on Joe Burns out of Cedar Hill up in Robertson County. And Joey, one great thing about this Region 5A tournament, you win tonight since you're at home. You get to play the rest of the tournament at your place as well, the region tournament all at Eagleville. So that's kind of a pretty neat thing.
Well, that was our goal coming into the district tournament, was we wanted to make it to the finals so we could host the region tournament. Number one, host all three rounds, and that was a huge goal of ours, and we've reached it. Now we just got to go out and take care of business.
Well, you certainly took the hard road, the sixth seed on the road going to Fayetteville, then, you know, right on through the tournament, the underdog role. I guess you kind of settled into that pretty nicely.
It was a nice run that we made. The way our district tournament played out, we had a lot of days break. We had time to prepare for each team and spend a lot of time focused on one team after another, and it really worked out in our favor.
Went to Fayetteville, beat them 59-53, and beat Community 51-46. And Community, another team that upset number two Cascade, and a lot of upsets in the District 9A tournament, which I think you predicted.
Well, I knew going in that anybody could win, and everybody had a chance to get to the final game. And I preach that to my kids all year, that it's not about seeding. It's not going to be about seeding. It's going to be about who plays the best basketball at the right time. And we went to Fayetteville and played probably our best game we've played all year, especially defensively. We played a really good basketball game and got that win, and then went to Motlow and outlasted Community, it seemed like, because they made some runs, we made some runs, and then made it to the final game against MTCS. And MTCS is a great basketball team, and we couldn't get it done on that night. And hopefully, if we have another chance, we'll get to play them again in the region tournament.
Well, I tell you, the way this rivalry has really grown this year with MTCS, you know, they beat you at your place in overtime. You beat them at their place in overtime in the regular season. Then the 9A championship comes down to those two teams, and it was really the last couple of minutes that decided that game.
Well, it's like I told my guys before we even went to play the game. I felt like at our place, we gave them a game and let them win at our place. And then at their place, I felt like they gave us a game and let us win. And then going into that district championship game, they came out, and I thought Ben Brown played is probably the best game I've seen him play in his career. He had a really good basketball game, and he played really well, and he got the tournament MVP and was very deserving of it from the way he played. I don't know if that kid missed a shot, and he still may haven't missed a shot since, but I thought that kid went out and really earned it and played a good basketball game.
Well, obviously your kids are playing well as well, Joey. And, you know, this year has kind of been a struggle at times. But, you know, if you seem to have this knack of getting your guys to buy in and peak at the right time. Is there some kind of secret that you have going on out there?
Well, I can't give out all my secrets. One of the things that we try to do at Eagleville is we try to run our program like it's a big program. Freshmen play freshman basketball, sophomores play JV basketball, and then as juniors and seniors, they're there to contribute. And one of the big things that we try to do is when they get to be juniors and seniors, they're still hungry. They still want to play. They want a chance to prove themselves. And this group of seniors, it just so turns around that they played a lot of basketball. So they were kind of – we limped through the regular season with so many injuries, and we're kind of limping now from the district tournament. We had a couple of injuries, but – hopefully we'll get healthy for Saturday. And these guys, they're hungry. They want to play. They're not done yet.
Joey Reed joining us as we talk about Eagleville basketball on our Region Coaches Show week. And, Coach, I don't know. At some point during the year, you know, when things were kind of up and down and roller coaster ride going on and injuries and such, was there something in the back of your mind that said, if we can just get healthy – we can make a run? Or was, you know, kind of what was that thought process when all the chips seemed to be falling against you?
Well, the way our season started, of course, we're starting late anyways with football being so successful, which is a good thing. And then John coming out of football, we knew we were going to be without John till close to Thanksgiving or Christmas because he had to have his tonsils out. And that was a thing that we knew that had to be done. So John, if John got healthy, we knew we were going to be a better team. And Ben, of course, Ben got hurt a lot this season, which is rare for him because he's a tough kid. He suffered through a groin pull. He suffered through a concussion. And it just seemed like we couldn't get John and Ben healthy at the same time. And we knew that once if those two got healthy at the same time and were on the same page at the same time, that we were going to be a really good basketball team. So our whole goal throughout the whole process was to get those two guys healthy at the same time. And Darren Knox has stepped in and played probably the best that a senior could play from one year to the next. He's really stepped into a role and glued us, kept us together and made us successful in the long term so we could move John and Ben away from the point guard position. So we knew if we could get those guys on the wings and D could get them the ball that we would be better. And a lot of things that it's done for us is it's let us build depth with the injuries. And you got to look at the guys' attitude on our team. They never gave up. They never quit working. And they knew that if we ever got healthy, we'd be a really good basketball team.
Well, Joey, you take on Joe Burns tonight, and they're at your place. But Joe Burns, the Red Devils have kind of put together a pretty solid record right now and lots of wins in District 10A. Kind of what do you expect from Joe Burns, and what do you expect from the teams in District 10 here in the region tournament?
Well, the thing that I've always said about 10A and 9A, the biggest difference in the two is 10A is made of size. Joe Burns is bigger than us at every position, which is almost everybody we play is bigger than us at every position. We might scrape 6 foot one time and during the lineup. Chris Hale might hit the 6 foot mark if I put him in some good shoes. But Joe Burns is bigger than us. 10A is bigger than us. They're just a bigger district than we are. But one of the things that I think our district has is our district's pretty fast district. If you look at the scores and you look at our scores, we like to run the ball, of course. Everybody knows that's Eagleville's MO. We like to run. And they like to pound it and slow the game down. And Joe Burns has two players that's hit a lot of threes this year. So we're going to have to get out and defend them. And we're going to have to take that size away somehow. And the way we've been taking people's size away all year is with our speed. And if we can get the game in our tempo and in our favor, we're going to be better off. But if we have to slow it down, if the game slows down and it's a pounded out, grinded out game, that's not in our favor.
Well, if you look at the scores, comparing your scores to Joe Burns, the scoring is about equal, probably fairly average there. But I guess it depends on whoever can dictate the tempo of the game. If you're able to, dictate the tempo of the game, that's obviously going to favor your squad over the bigger, taller Joe Burns team.
That's going to be the key. If we can get the tempo in our favor, we're going to be better than if the tempo's not in our favor. When we've played teams this year that we've been able to get out and run, we've been successful. When they can slow us down and use their size against us, that's when it hurts us. And Joe Burns is definitely bigger than us, and we're going to have to use everything we have to speed them up.
We're talking with Joey Reed. He is the Eagleville Boys head coach as his team takes on Joe Burns coming up tonight at Eagleville. And that's one thing about Eagleville. You know how to put on a tournament, so this is not not a big surprise here for you. And I'm sure you'll have lots of folks out and great atmosphere, and I'm sure it's going to be a fun tournament when it hits your place on with girls on Monday and boys Tuesday, championship girls Wednesday, and boys on Thursday.
Well, I tell you, the big thing is Mr. Tollett, who his hobby is putting on basketball tournaments. That's one of his favorite things to do in this world. He's been planning this region tournament since he found out about that we were hosting it a year ago. He's been planning this tournament, and he's excited to have the tournament, and he's not holding anything back for this one. He's going to put on a really good tournament, and the city of Eagleville is ready to host a tournament. It's been a while since we've had one, and they're ready. The town's ready. The community's ready. The school's ready. and we're looking forward to hosting it.
Well,
hope we're playing in it.
Well, you win tonight, and Coach, you're in the same bracket with Forest, which you're obviously very familiar with, and White House Heritage, the number one seed. So, kind of a tough half of the bracket, and I know Joe Burns is the first on the agenda, but Forest is no stranger. White House Heritage in there as well. So, you've got your work cut out for you if you can win this one tonight.
Well, I tell everybody at this time of year in the region tournament, everybody's got their work cut out for them. It's not an easy walk for anybody. It's about who's playing good basketball, who's focused, who can do the best job. And right now, that's what I'm telling my guys every day. You know, it's time to go to work. If you're going to have to battle, there's no bad teams left. Everybody here deserves to be here, and everybody here wants to win. And you're going to have to want it more than them. You're going to have to battle harder than them.
Well, usually the best night of basketball that you may want to see all year is the semifinals, because, you know, you win, you get to go to the sub-state and the state's final 16, and it's a pretty tall order to get there, and I know it starts with Joe Burns tonight out at your place, but we want to wish you good luck, and it would do Rutherford County a lot of good, and probably your gate pretty good as well, maybe to see MTCS come out of that top bracket. I'm sure you wouldn't mind a rematch.
No, we definitely are a District 9A fans here. We want to see District 9A do well. I want everybody to go out and do well. I'm not a big stare at the bracket guy. I'm take one game at a time, and I hope District 9A goes out and gets a clean sweep, and we get to see everybody again. That would make it that much more special, but everybody's got to go play good basketball tonight.
Well, good luck with the Red Devils tonight, Joey. We appreciate everything this year, and I'm sure Coach Tollett will have a good spread and a good time out there at Eagleville this week, and hopefully you're in that come Tuesday night about 7:45.
I hope so.
All right.
Thank you for having us this year.
Absolutely. Joey Reed joining us from Eagleville High School. His squad tonight, the Eagles playing Joe Burns in the Region 5A first-round game, and that one is at Eagleville. Higher seeds hosting in Eagleville, the number 2 seed out of District 9, hosting the number 3 seed from District 10, Joe Burns. We'll be back to wrap everything up here on the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coaches Corner. Kind of a split show this morning. All these coaches who were in today, and we've kind of rearranged things a little bit to get a region basketball show in here with all of the coaches. Lots of success, lots of teams still playing as well. So we want to thank all the coaches for joining us. But I'll be back here to do a quick wrap-up here on the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Extended Coaches Corner this morning. Stay with us.